KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
That's right. It's time for our Newsmaker 2 segment here today, brought to you by State Farm agent Pete Euler in 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 620-342-6272 for a quote today.
Celebrate summer with Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. Schedule your maintenance or service during the month of July, and you'll be entered to win a brand new Traeger grill. Get that AC fixed. Have them diagnose and fix that awful squeak. Or just get the oil changed and you're entered. Keep your car, truck, and heavy equipment running its best this summer with Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. 620-343-0086 or stop in at 3105 West 6th in Emporia. Winner announced August 1st.
And this morning on our Newsmaker 2, we are happy to be joined over the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Dakota Knight as we're talking about the Red, White, Blue, and Bulls coming up tomorrow in Lebo. Good morning, Dakota. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Looking forward to the activities coming up tomorrow. And for those who have not been to Red, White, Blue, and Bulls, I think probably giving away the excitement in the title, but just give people an idea of exactly what they're going to see tomorrow night.
So the Red, White, Blues, and Blue and Bulls event is a freestyle bullfighting event where there's a Spanish-bred fighting bull, and then there's an athlete, which we call bullfighters, that is trying to dodge the Spanish-bred fighting bull for 60 seconds. It's an adrenaline-filled 60 seconds of running for your life.
Running for your life. I love it.
I can put that in the headline right there.
So how exactly do you convince people to jump in there and fight a bull? You mentioned running for your life. That's got to be a heck of a tagline right there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was a professional bullfighter for 10 years, and I still am, but I've kind of retired from the side of the freestyle bullfighting, and let's just say we're probably not always the smartest of people.
Well, Dakota, when you say freestyle bullfighting, you know, in most sports and things like that, you have different categories. What is the difference between freestyle and maybe other forms of bullfighting that we might see, like maybe what they see in Spain and things like that?
Yeah, so we don't harm the bulls by any means. Actually, the only people probably getting hurt are the humans that are out there during the event. But we don't use a cape. There's no swords. These bulls are big, healthy. They're well taken care of. But on the bullfighter's end, they're just out there trying to make moves and maneuver around the bull for 60 seconds, and the idea is to stay as close as you can without getting too close.
I have to ask if there's any strategy or any maybe standard practices to do that. Understand situation by situation. Understand there's a delicate balance between, you know, staying out of harm's way and starting to maybe generate some booze and getting trampled. But are there some ways that the guys can do that without too many issues coming their way?
Well, it's like you said, there's a delicate balance to where you're taking an animal that has a mind of its own and you're trying to move him around and make him do what you want him to do, and it doesn't always necessarily work like that, but whenever it does, it's just like a dance. It's so pretty, and it looks effortless, and you really wouldn't even know that it was hard to do whenever you watch the guys that are good at doing it do it.
So I'm assuming, Dakota, you're bringing in professional bullfighters, or is this open for people to sign up and do? I mean, how does that work?
So this is the guys that are going to be here will be the top guys in the Ultimate Bullfighters Association, and they will be coming from all over the United States. Pessimo Wagner Michelene, he's a 43-year-old that is from Brazil that will be coming to the event. tomorrow night, and he's by far the oldest guy in our group. But
yeah, I would imagine you don't see a lot of anyone over the age of 40, maybe a little over 43, probably wanting to jump in there with a bull.
Yeah, the crowd you'll see of contestants is, we always call this a young man's sport because it is pretty daunting on your body. So the average age is from 18 to 26, roughly.
And how exactly do you you score? I mean, you mentioned you want to get as close as you can, evade for 60 seconds, but is there certain ways that you it's graded, it's scored? You know, how does that work?
Yeah, so just like any other judged event in rodeo, there's a technique to doing it, and you get there's 50 points for you, and there's 50 points for the bull, so the bull gets judged on how good it is also. And how well it performs. So whenever you stay close to the bull without being too close, and the different moves that you do, as far as like throwing a fake or what they call a step through, or you can also get added points for jumping over the bull or doing a front flip or a back flip over the bull also.
Oh, okay.
Dakota, I wanted to ask you kind of who your idols and mentors were as you got started, and really what really got you interested in the sport.
So my dad fought bulls for 10 years. Whenever I was a kid, and when he retired, we never had a thing to do with rodeo or fighting bulls or bullfighting. And whenever I turned 15, I looked at him and told him that I wanted to fight bulls. He told me no, and I said, well, I'm probably just going to go ahead and do it with or without you, so can you just go ahead and help me? And I looked up to him a lot, and I really looked up to Frank Newsom. He was a guy I went to a couple of his schools for and got started when I was first getting started, too. He was a PBR bullfighter for 20 years, so...
I'm really glad to hear that. I was really afraid you were going to say Johnny Knoxville or one of those guys on Instagram.
Yeah.
I got nervous for a minute. I was like, oh, Dakota.
No.
Well, Dakota, so for those who want to attend, what's the cost and what time do things get going? Where does it all take place?
So right now you can get online and get tickets through a ticket link on the Facebook page at Frog Creek Fighting Bulls. And right now the tickets are $17, but if you can buy them at the gate, and if you buy them at the gate, they're going to be $20 for adults. $15 for kids in the early, or at the gate, and $12 for the early stage.
Got it.
And you buy them online.
What else do you have as far as the entertainment goes here for tomorrow night as well that's going to help add to the atmosphere?
Yep. So tomorrow night after the event, hopefully pending all the weather holds together for us, Trevor Holman and the Haymakers will be out here, and they're going to do a little bit of a concert. And we will also have some vendors that will be coming out to the event to sell their products, and it'll be a good time.
Fantastic. And Dakota, again, just one more reminder, exactly where does this all take place, and what time do the main activities kick off?
Yep. So it takes place in my backyard in Lebo, Kansas at 671 24th Road. And it starts at 7 o'clock. The gates will open at 6, so we hope to see everybody coming in.
Fantastic. Well, I don't think we asked. You'd mentioned the competitors are going to be in there. Are any chance that we'll see Dakota Knight jumping into the bullfighting ring?
The only time you'll see me in the bullfighting ring is if the wreck's getting really bad. And I have to go save someone.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
We've been warned.
Well, that would have been worth the price of admission for me right there. But Dakota, nonetheless, appreciate you joining us here today. And best of luck with tomorrow. And best of luck to all the competitors taking on the bulls.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July to you.
Yep, you too.
That is Dakota Knight joining us here on our Newsmaker 2, previewing the Red, White, Blue, and Bulls bullfighting event tomorrow, July the 4th in Lebo. Tickets available both in advance and at the door. I believe $17 in advance for adults, $20 at the door, $12 in advance for children, and of course $15 at the door tomorrow. You won't want to miss out. That sounds like a pretty good time. And of course, wrapping things up with a nice concert at the end.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. So again, yeah, that's going to be taking place in Lebo tomorrow night.
I love that you said that. Sounds like a great idea. Everything sounds like a great idea until you're in there with the bull, I'm sure.
Yeah. Good point.
So, it
anyways,
does.
I wanted to just zero in on the schedule real
sure,
quick.
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, we've cleared the schedule for the 4th of July. We're not going to have any interviews. But Friday, we will be talking about Outdoor Matters with Phil Taunton. We're going to be getting an update on the summer-long Family Fun Fishing Contest. So that'll be essentially our Newsmaker 2 segment coming up at 8:20 Friday morning here on KVOE.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Chuck mentioned, our schedule pretty much cleared for tomorrow, which means you get to hear me rant more about hot dogs not being tacos.
Or pitas.
Or pitas. No, don't get me started. I'm telling you right now, if Casey Woods comes walking up to the station today, I'm going to be ready. I'm ready for it. I know he's going to show up with a pita or something. So, also, I will point out, ever since I made those comments on the air, I've been getting nonstop texts from people that are sending me like pictures of toast with jam on them and everything like that. Stop sending me this stuff.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious.
In the mortal words of my good friend Dan, this is a hill I'm willing to die on. This is the hill I will gratefully die on. Open face sandwiches are not a sandwich. It's bread with some toppings. That's how I feel about it, and that's not going to change. More on that tomorrow in the morning show. But
pizza
our
time.
Our news. It's not pizza. No. Stop that. Insulting pizza. We are going to have a conversation that you're not going to enjoy after this, Chuck.
Oh, I may not remember it by the morning.
Our Newsmaker 2 today, brought to you by Pete Euler, State Farm agent at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 620-342-6272 for a quote today. Yes, brought to you by Pete Euler, not as somebody just texted me, not brought to you by Xanax, which apparently is what I need. I'm not going to say who that was, but I don't need Xanax. I'm willing to die on this hill. 8:32 now here on KVOE. It's time to check in with the latest national and international headlines, courtesy of ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions still surround President Biden and